Well, you'll be waking up to the news this morning that the former Lib Dem leader, Charles Kennedy, has died. He was 55. Charles was found dead at his home. His death is not being treated as suspicious by police. The cause of death has yet to be confirmed, but he was known to have battled problems with alcohol for many years. The former Lib Dem MP, Business Secretary Vince Cable, is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Vince.
Morning.
Good morning. What are your thoughts?
Well, very sad and shocked. I mean, obviously, I feel for his family, and that there's a real tragedy there. But also, I think it's important to pay respects to him. He was a highly successful political leader. He led us, my party, Liberal Democrats, to its two most successful elections ever in 2001, 2005. And he gave real leadership in the country during the Iraq War. It was his judgment was vindicated, and it was a courageous position to have taken up because it was actually very unpopular at the time, but he was subsequently proved right and decisive.
He was pushed out as the leader of your party, Vince, wasn't he?
Yes, indeed. We knew, I was one of the leadership team at the time in the Shadow Cabinet, that we knew he had a drink problem and he wasn't functioning effectively. It was a very difficult issue. I was one of the group of people who had to tell him that, you know, he just couldn't continue. It was one of the more difficult episodes I had to deal with.
Why wasn't he able to continue, Vince? Because I've been reading about him this morning. After he went public about his drink problem, he asked that he could stay as leader, didn't he? He wanted to remain as leader of the party. What happened?
There were a whole succession of incidents where he obviously wasn't right, including in Parliament. His friends and closest associates had tried very hard to help him sort the problem out, but hadn't succeeded. And in retrospect, it was a very painful episode. But it was one of those things that had to happen, and it's very sad that this particular failing that he had has overshadowed, you know, what were very, very real achievements. I mean, he was an outstanding party leader. He, I say, was right on the Iraq War, and he was a great communicator. I mean, I think that's often overlooked. That he wasn't a great orator, but he had this brilliant conversational style. He was very witty, very good communicating with people who weren't necessarily interested in party politics, particularly young people. And he had a real kind of idealism. I mean, he was committed to social justice. He was a genuinely internationalist in his outlook, and made a big contribution.